National Day of Nuclear Technology. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. April 9th is a redding day in the history of nuclear technology of the Islamic Republic of Iran. On this day, Iran got access to peaceful nuclear technology and complete uranium enrichment cycle, in spite of illegal sanctions imposed by the U.S. and its accomplices. This added Iran's name to the list of countries capable of producing nuclear fuel. Thus, the International Atomic Energy Agency, IAEA, was informed of the manufacturing of new centrifuges in Iran and Iran's joining the nuclear hub. To appreciate the struggles and self-sacrifices of the scientists and researchers in the field, April 9th was dubbed as the National Day of Nuclear Technology in 2006. Nuclear technology is helpful in a broad variety of branches of sciences and ordinary life of people. It plays a basis for new technologies and progress of new industries. As a very obvious example, the increase of energy prices and instability in the oil and gas markets, and also the skyrocketing demand for energy across the globe, has made it inevitable to look for other alternatives. This has become more significant if we consider the fact that we are running out of fossil fuels in a matter of decades. In view of this, the Islamic Republic of Iran took big strides to indigenize peaceful nuclear energy so that today, approximately 90% of the equipment needed in the field is made domestically. However, political and economic pressures of enemies, led by the U.S., have continued constantly to stop Iran's access to peaceful nuclear energy. But why? The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, referring to the Westerners, said on February 23, 2022, "They say we are opposed to nuclear weapons. They are lying, and this is not their problem. Perhaps many of them, or all of them, know that we are not after nuclear weapons. They are opposed even to our conventional weapons. They are opposed to our defensive facilities. They want to take Iran's power factors." Nuclear technology has been paid special attention by many countries due to its usages in different industrial, medical, agricultural, food, biological, and environmental domains. Furthermore, it has been known as a clean, environment-friendly energy. In view of this, Iran's Atomic Energy Organization has prioritized some missions, including nuclear fuel cycle, electricity production, power plants, and radioactive applications, which are very helpful in environment, agriculture, and food industries. Accordingly, Iran's nuclear progresses can be categorized in five fields of radioactive energy, fuel production, research, and development. Among the progresses made in the radioactive field, mention can be made of the production line of capsule radiomedicine, iodine-131, which is used to cure cancers, application of nuclear radiations for sterilization, modification of seeds and strengthening seeds against drought, usage of gamma ray for medical fields, and development of products related to heavy water. As for the progresses made in the field of energy, we can mention making of fueling software for Bushehr Atomic Power Plant and optimization of tracking and reading the radiation dose of the power plant's staff. The last achievement is very helpful in prevention of being poisoned as a result of obtaining extra radiation. As in the field of fuel cycle, Iran has got the ability to produce stable zirconium, which is used in aircraft and automobile industries. As in the fields of research and development of nuclear technology, Iran has developed the equipment for measuring the purity of tellurium and also the quantum encrypting up to 7 kilometers distance. The Atomic Organization has targeted the achievement and production of 20% electricity in a near future. The building of a 360 megawatts power plant in Darwin within the plan for production of 10,000 megawatts nuclear electricity has also been put on the agenda. Thanks to the endeavors of the Iranian researchers, the site for mobile gamma radiation has been designed and industrialized in the city of Bonab for agricultural products. This model of site is considered the first in the world, and Iran is the second country to manufacture such sites. The site can be used for radiation of cereals and legumes in low doses, disinfection, sprouting control, reduction of storage pests, and so on. As in the field of food industries, nuclear radiation helps reduce microbic, fungal, and parasitic contaminations in food products, preserve materials and nutrition's value of those materials, stabilize the quality of food materials for long time, prevent wasting of food products and pollution of environment. The last but not the least, the Iranian scientists have been successful to produce radiomedicine RETOC-188, which is used for targeted treatment of neuroendocrine cancerous tumors. This is an eye-catching breakthrough employing the nuclear technology for medical purposes. Iran's researchers have also used plasma therapy with positive results in curing of breast cancer. In reaction to IAEA Board of Governors' illegal anti-Iran resolution, the Islamic Republic put several measures on the agenda. The first step was implemented on November 20, 2022, in the presence of the IAEA inspectors at Natanz and Fordo enrichment complexes. This includes 60% enrichment at Fordo, while 60% enrichment is continued in Natanz. All the progresses in the nuclear technology have been made in Iran in spite of incessant hostilities of the enemies, especially the U.S., in imposition of the cruelest sanctions in every imaginable field and assassination of scientists by the spying apparatuses of the Zionist regime. Iranian President Ebrahim Raisi said, "Our country's know-how and technology in the nuclear field is irreversible. Relying on the Iranian youth and scientists is a model which is always useful, and we should move in this direction in other areas too."